بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أرجو صلى الله عليه وسلم الدعوة في مماثل الحج وعلى قبائل العرب. أرجو صلى الله عليه وسلم الدعوة على بني عامر وبني محارب. خجب نعيم في دلائل النبوة عبد الله بن كعب بن مالك رضي الله تعالى عنه من قال: قام رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم 33 من نبوته مستخفيا، ثم أعلن في الرابعة فدأ 10 سنين في المواسم يدبأ الحاجة في منازلهم بأكاز ومجنة وذي المجاز يدعون إلى أن يمنعوه حتى يبلغ رسالة ربي ولهم الجنة، فلا يجد أحدا ينصره حتى إنه يسأل عن الكبائر ومنازلهم قبيلة حتى انتهى إلى بني عامر بن سعسة، فلم يلقى من أحد من الأذى قط ما لقي منهم حتى خرج من عندهم وإنهم يرمونه من ورائه حتى انتهى إلى بني محارب بن خسفة، فولد فيهم شيخا ابن 120 سنة. فكلمه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ودعاه إلى الإسلام أن يمنعه حتى يبلغ رسالة ربه، فقال الشيخ: أيها الرجل، قومك عالم بنبئك، والله لا يؤوب بك رجل إلى أهله إلا آب بالشر ما يؤوب به أهل الموسم، فأغني أن نفسك أن أبا لهب قائم يسمع كلام المحارب. ثم وقف أبو لهب على المحارب فقال: لو كان أهل الموسم كلهم مثلك لترك هذا الدين الذي هو عليه، إنه صابئ كذاب. قال المحاربي: أنت والله أعرف به هو ابن أخيك ولحمتك. ثم قال المحاربي: لألا به يا أبا أدبة نمامة، فإن معنا رجلا من الحي يهتدي لإلاجه. فلم يرجع أبو لهب بشيء غير أنه إذا رآه وقف على حي من أحياء العرب صاح به أبو لهب: إنه صابئ كذاب. وفي إسناده الواقدي. These are the incidents, in the time of the Hajj of Jahiliyyah, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to give da'wah to the various tribes of the Arabs. Not the Hajj of Islam, but it was the Hajj of a time of Jahiliyyah ignorance. Hajj was made for us later on, but the Arabs used to perform Hajj also. And the different tribes of the Arabs used to come and perform Hajj. Rasulullah used to go and give them da'wah. After giving da'wah to the people of Makkah to Mukarramah, Mithra became a little bit despondent that they did not accept any his da'wah. The Nabi of Allah Ta'ala used to wait for this time and he should go and give them da'wah. So Kabir Mari narrates that he says the Mithra made the effort and he gave after. For 3 years, he gave da'wah secretly in Makkah al-Mukarramah. Then after 3 years, he openly started giving da'wah. Then for ten consecutive years, he gave da'wah. He went to the people who used to come for Hajj. For 10 consecutive years, he used to go there. And he used to go to the various places where the Hujjaj, at the time where they should stay, in Ukaz, these other places where he used to stay, in Majanna. And he used to invite them to us, that don't stop me from what I have come with, so that I may preach, and I may call you to us the risalat and the message of my Rabb. And those who will accept, Allah Ta'ala will give them Jannah. There was nobody that helped the Messenger of Allah except with his da'wah. I was prepared to have Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then you should find out the names of the and the places where the tribes used to stay, tribe after tribe. Then he eventually came to one tribe known as Bani Amir, and they say that the narrator says that there was nobody that caused him so much of difficulty and taklif than this tribe. So then this time. And when he left also, they threw things at him. Then eventually he went to another tribe called Muharib ibn Hasata. And there he found a person, a very elderly person, who was 120 years old. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam spoke to him, called him to us, gave him dawah towards Islam, and told him that, just listen to my dawah, don't stop me from my dawah, from what I tell you, so that I may give you the message of my Rabb. So the Shaykh replied, that old man replied, O person, your tribe, your people know you better than me. And I take the qasam of Allah, that person who gives you a place, he's going to return with a very bad thing. A very bad thing. If he gives you a place, and he listens to you and gives you a place, accommodates you, then he will return with a very, very, with a lot of evil and bad. So you keep yourself away from us. And in there was Abu Lahab. He used to stand and listen to the da'wah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And while he was listening to this da'wah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the reply of this person, and then he said that if all the people in this place, in this place of Hajj, if all the tribes were like you, then no one would have then. This person would have stopped his effort. He would not have continued with his da'wah. He is a person who has left the deen of his forefathers and is a liar. So that person, Muharib, that person of this tribe said, it drifted to you, Wallahi, you know this person better than me. He is from amongst you, he's your relative. Then he said, there's a possibility that he's got a problem. Maybe he's sick, some effect of jinnat, or he's gone a bit mad. He's mentally not well. That we have a person within us in our tribe that he can make it, that this person can cure this person. He knows how to cure people who are affected with effect of jinnat or people who are not well. So Abu Lahab didn't reply to him. And he never replied, but whenever Rabbi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went, he followed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he used to tell the people that don't listen to him, he's a person who has left the deen of his forefathers, and he is a liar. From this experiment we see that the importance of giving dawah, the dawah of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became the Nabi, was granted nubuwwat, and his worry and concern of the Nabi of Allah ta'ala, Ishmael the brothers, was the hidayat of mankind. So this work also, while I was saying, the rohaniyat of this work is also to increase of the fikr, our fikr, our worry and the concern. First of all, for ourselves in tabliq, if a person comes out in the part of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, ishmet baris, the concern should be for himself. Because the effort that we are making is for ourselves. Dawat is tabligh, is targhib for others, is targhib, is encouragement for others. But dawat for oneself. When a person is giving dawat, then dawat is for others, that dawat is for himself. He is a target. A person's heart, a person himself is a target, inshallah. How can my iman increase? How can my yaqeen increase? How can my taluq with Allah increase? How can the worry and concern of akhirah come in my heart? He says, the effect of dawah. What is the effect of dawah? When a person is involved in the effort of deen, then what is the asarat and the effect of it? He says that the first effect is that through dawah, a person's iman, Allah Ta'ala will give power to his iman, inshallah. Through the effort of deen, Allah Ta'ala will give strength to his iman, so much of strength that now the person now is capable of practicing the deen of Allah. Allah Ta'ala will give him, create in him the istidad, that ability to come onto deen, inshallah. Now a person will become aware of faraiz. The first thing that a person's life that is matloob, that is wanted in his effort, is that the faraiz must come alive in a person's life. So through dawat experience, amal will come. Our dawat experience, dawat, this Tabliq, Jamaat, Tabliq, Tabliq, is prayer. But this is not the name of this effort. When Isa Haftali never named this Jamaat, Tabliq, Jamaat. People themselves call it Jamaat, Tabliq, Jamaat. Tabliq is for the kuffar. Tabliq towards Iman is for the kuffar. Tabliq is for the kuffar, is prayer. You say, if I name this effort anything, if I had to name this, then I would name this effort Tahrik Iman. Where a person Iman becomes, gets strengthened, becomes into effect. So this is not Tabliq. Tabliq hasn't started it yet, this is preparation for Tabliq. This is to prepare the Ummah to go to mankind and call him towards the deen of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Today we don't have deen in our lives. Our tabliq is for our dawah is for amal. The ummah can come onto amal. That is what matlub is in effect. The ummah must come onto amal, iman and amal. Amal must come into effect. And the person actually has to see that now what is effect is my effort having on me. A businessman sees what is it, doesn't see the amount of time I will spend in my business. We didn't say that. I spend 24 hours, I spend 1 year, I spend 2 years, I spend 4 months. But he sees the profit that he is making. So in Tabliq Ishmael, what effect is my effort taking on me? What asarat is coming in me? So Lama say the first effect is the person now, his iman has to increase. His yaqeen has to increase. We say it's ta'alluq with Allah. What is iman and yaqeen? That a person's ta'alluq with Allah increases his spiritualness. A person becomes close to his Allah through da'wah. What is ta'alluq means? A person says, I got a contact, you know. My work will be done with that person. I got a contact. Person has some work to be done. He says, I got a contact. My work will be done today. I got the contact. Inshallah, we'll sort your orders. Taluk means that my contact with Allah must be such. That I got a problem, but I got to stand in front of Allah. With my namaz and my dua. There is an effect of iman and yaqeen. That a person will make the effort of deen, spirituals, his iman will strengthen, his yaqeen will strengthen. Taqwa has to come in his life. Taqwa will come in his life. What is taqwa? Taqwa that will now protect the iman and yaqeen. The strength of iman and spirituals will make a person, will create in him the ability to come unto deen, the ahkam of Allah. The deen, the Sunnah of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And taqwa now will protect him from disobedience of Allah, from guna, from ma'asiyat. So is this happening to me? I am making tabliq. The effort of tabliq, the amals of tabliq is not maqsood, not matlub in this effort. That is the effort that is taking place. What is matlub, what is wanted, is the deen of how much of deen is coming in my life. See? A person, there's a group of businessmen making effort in the bazaar. A group of businessmen making effort, but now we have to look at each one. Each one looks at himself, how much profit did I make? Not collectively, mashallah, everybody's profit is considered together, and so mashallah, these people we have become successful. Now each one is looking at it individually, brothers. So the effort of deen will do the effort of deen collectively. But each individual's dindari will be considered. The deen of each person will be taken into consideration. Not collectively, brothers. What effect this dambliq has in my life? Man Rabbuk, tomorrow in the cupboard, he's not going to ask you, Man Rabbukum. Is Man Rabbuk, how much of iman you came with? How much of Allah's ta'alluq you came with as an individual? Sometimes we forget, when we give in da'wah, we forget ourselves. And this is the Allah trick of shaitan. When a person forgets himself, and he becomes so much of fikr, I'm making fikr for others, fikr. No, fikr for myself, Allahu Akbar. When a person is giving dawah, he is giving dawah to himself. That's why when halas come, when conditions will come, then it will be seen, whether the effect of a person's dawah. Whether he's going to become affected with the conditions, or he's going, in this condition, he's going to turn to Allah or not. If he's near to somebody else, then tabligh will be no more in his life. Tabligh will be a thing of the past. But if he made his intention, then the person, inshallah, will continue with tabligh. So ulama say the effect of the dawah, the spirit of dawah, the effect of dawah is that a person now, his person's taluk with Allah is to increase. Taqwa must come in our lives. Our life must come onto sunnah. A person's life must come onto sunnah. Then we have to become pavan. We have to worry about, is my life on sunnah or not? What is the quality of my salah? Is my salah a salah of adat? Or is my salah come onto ibadat? Is my salah sunnah on adat? A riwaji salah, a salah that was performing from the time it was done, or my nama salah has become an ibadat spread by it. And then the fikr and worry of akhirat has to increase. A person's attention from dunya has to turn towards akhirat. This is the effect of his effort spread by it. See? Sinema is coming, mashallah, we have to increase our effort also. See? Ijtima is coming, Ijtima, the deeds have been announced. Now we'll see how we can make an effort, inshallah, how can people come and benefit, inshallah. Ijtima is not just a gathering, people come and gather, and mashallah, we say, mashallah, we have an Ijtima. Now, it's the effect of the Ijtima is the dindari of the Ummah, how the Ummah can come onto deen. How can maximum people come out in the part of Allah, Tabarak wa Ta'ala? How do we prepare individuals to attend the Ijtima? Prepare an individual to come, not to be doing this, just to give dawah, mashallah, Ijtima is here, mashallah. We have an Ijtima. People will come, then waste their time in the Ijtima after it. If you're going to make Alan, then people will come, spirit brothers, but then won't waste time. They won't take part in any Amal. You don't know what they're coming for. But if you prepare a person for the Ijtima, prepare him, link him to the masjid, take it for 3 days or anything, jiyah, trade some link with the effort, inshallah. When it comes to the Ijtima, then you'll take part in the Amal, inshallah. And then you'll go out in the part of Allah, Tabarak wa Ta'ala, inshallah. And when you notice, spirit brothers, that today, if you notice, that this is sab guzari. Sab guzari. Guzari means sab guzari. This is the sab guzari of the Purana Satis, mashallah. But what is sab guzari? It's the culmination of the effort, mashallah, in our masajid. We come together, mashallah, and we end. We come with our masjid war satis and we spend the night here. But it's noted that till the time of azan takes place, azan is taking place, mashallah, and the noise is carrying on, alhamdulillah. Noise in a masjid. See? Where's the adab of the azan? Somebody will come up out and see, this is a tabligh jamal, this is a subdi of mahal of iman and amal, mashallah. But mashallah, we find that people are talking and loudly also, alhamdulillah. And not that, till ikamat. Ikamat is taking place and the noise is taking place. But people are still talking, mashallah. Where's the sunnah then? How many of us made sunnah? The sunnah is for who, Ishmael Bush? This tabligh is for what? This tabligh is for the sunnah. How can we make ihtimam with sunnah? How can we make ihtimam with the first surah? Takbir aula. This is the tabligh is for that. Come to the first surah, sit to takbir aula, perform your sunnah salah. This has to come into our life, Ishmael Bush. The after namaz also, mashallah, again, Ishmael Bush. We find. There's noise in the masjid. This is a sign of Qiyamah. As the ulama will tell you. Noise in the masjid, sign of Qiyamah. So, ihtimam of Amal. We go to other masjid, we went to one country in the world, especially brothers, we find that when we went to one country, Allahu Akbar. Not a pun drop in the not a pun, the azan take place, not a pun drop in the masjid. No noise whatsoever. And everybody makes sunnah after that. So this is the tabligh, this is the effect of tabligh that we should, mashallah, that amal should come in our lives. We should be particular about our amals. Our sunnah is spread by this. See? People look at us, this man has spent 4 days, 40 days, 4 months, he spent time in the path of Allah. People look at you. So what examples are we giving to others? See? Allah Ta'ala will give us tawfiq of making amal, inshallah. See? Getting it, inshallah. We'll do that, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. اللهم اقسم لنا ما تهول به بيننا وبين معاصيك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك من يقين ما تخبين به علينا مصائب الدنيا ومتعنا بأسمائنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا واجعل ذلك الوارث منا وانصرنا على من ظلمنا وعادانا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا تسرق علينا بذنوبنا من أمرنا اللهم ربنا اتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله